This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is David Johnson, CEO of Strategic Vision, one of the most respected polling firms in the country. With just over 5 weeks remaining until the midterm elections, just how big of a Republican surge might we see, or an anti-democratic surge, depending on how you want to look at it? Which key states will perhaps signal what kind of trend we'll see on election night? And just how firm are voter opinions this many days before election day? And David, thanks so much for being with us.
It's great to be on.
Let's start with the first question I kind of posed there in the intro and actually correcting myself. Most of the polls that we're seeing, especially in some of these key bellwether races, are favoring Republicans right now. But is it because voters are warming back up to Republicans, or they're just fed up with Democrats?
Right now, it's they're fed up with Democrats. The Republican brand still hasn't recovered. But voters are so angry, they're ready to throw out the Democrats, and the Republicans now are the only alternative. And in fact, what we've seen as well in many of these states, the Tea Party movement really has nominated the Republican candidate. So you're seeing more of an anti-establishment Republican candidate, which down the road could further help Republicans.
David, some of the conventional wisdom anyway, at least from some of the Washington punditry, is that Republicans perhaps could be seeing bigger gains if they hadn't nominated some of these Tea Party favorites. They say folks like Harry Reid would be essentially dead in the water at this point, but now because it's Sharon Engel on the Republican side of the ticket that he's still got a fighting chance, and some of these other folks have a better chance now, even though they're not very popular as Democratic incumbents. Are you seeing that, or will most of these vulnerable incumbents probably end up on the short end of the stick, regardless of who their opponent is?
In the end, this election is going to turn out to be a referendum on the incumbents and on the Democratic Party. Regardless of who the Republican candidate is, I think these Democratic incumbents are going down. And what we're seeing is voters who traditionally don't vote Republican, who don't vote, have gone out to vote for this Tea Party movement. I mean, I don't really think we've seen anything like this since probably the Reagan movement back in the late 70s, early 80s. As far as taking over the Republican Party.
David, we talked about a couple of things just before coming on the air that I think are very interesting here. First of all, you suggested to me that this could be a bigger change in the complexion of Congress than even 1994, when Republicans, of course, had the so-called Republican Revolution. Why do you see this as potentially being even bigger than that?
Because I think it's the potential of the playing field that we're looking at, say for the U.S. House, for example. We're looking at that Republicans could pick up between 60 to 100 seats. Seats that were originally never thought to be competitive all of a sudden are becoming competitive. It seems like the playing field continues to grow more and more daily to the Republicans' benefit. And on the gubernatorial side as well, Republicans could end up with over 30 gubernatorial seats. And this is very important because of redistricting coming up as well. So we could have a Republican congressional majority, and then after 2012, after the redistricting with these Republican governors, an even stronger Republican majority that could go into the next decade or longer.
David, I know one of the things Democrats are concerned about, in addition to the many of these races that we're talking about, is just the overall, what they call the enthusiasm gap. What are you seeing in your surveys about just how fired up voters on both sides are?
Republicans are extremely enthusiastic. Democrats seem dispirited and discouraged, and that's going to affect turnout. That's another reason why I think we're looking at stronger Republican gains than everyone's predicting, because a lot of Democrats are going to be depressed. They're going to stay at home, and especially on the West Coast, we're going to see this effect as well. Once the media begins calling some of these races in the states like Connecticut, Pennsylvania, begin going Republican, I think you'll see lower turnout on the West Coast. Republicans will still stay out to vote because they'll feel this is their chance really to send a message and win a race. And I think this is going to affect the composition of the election as well. And as we see, Democrats are not enthusiastic about this race, and they're almost resigned that they're going to lose. So I think, too, you're going to see lower turnout among Democrats than we have in previous years.
David, do you get the sense at all that because some of these projections for Republicans are so rosy that a complacency factor might set in, or is the enthusiasm we just talked about likely to override that?
I think the enthusiasm is going to override that, and also the anger. Voters feel that they've been duped. They feel that Democrats ran in 2006 promising to be a more centrist, more moderate party, and instead they lied, and they feel that Barack Obama and his administration lied as well, that this is the most extreme liberal administration they've seen in recent years. and they want to send a message that they're not going to be lied to anymore, they're not going to be duped. And I think Democrats overreached as far as what they believed was the ideological makeup of the country. And I think a lot of what we're seeing, too, is we've always said ideology doesn't matter that much in the United States, but when all is said and done, it does. And Americans are a right-of-center nation. And I think this is fueling the enthusiasm and is another reason why we're going to see the Republicans turn out at the polls.
David, as you do your surveys from state to state and race to race, how entrenched are voter intentions at this point? Is there still a decent number of undecideds, or at this point are the vast majority already figuring out who they're going to vote for and not much is likely to change their mind?
There's not a lot of undecideds. The vast majority of voters have made up their minds. They've failed with the Democrats, the incumbents have failed, and they're looking to give these challengers really a test ride to see if they're going to be any good in Congress or not. And we're seeing this across the country, and we're seeing a lot of these races beginning to break. In races that were never on the radar, all of a sudden they're moving now into the toss-up category. I'm talking about West Virginia, Connecticut Senate race, and even New York. There's a sense that that could be more of a cliffhanger than anyone expected.
And so the certainty you're seeing right now is a little bit more firm than you would normally see in late September of an election year?
Exactly. Voters have already made up. They're not happy with this economy. And unless something dramatic were to happen and the unemployment were to fall by about 3 to 4% within the next month, I think the narrative for this election has already been set.
Well, we'll find out. We know the Democrats are launching a nationwide campaign trying to find out all they can about some of these Republicans who are trying to take their jobs real quickly. Do you sense an appetite among the voters for potentially listening to that and responding to negative ads? Everyone says they don't like them, but they keep being aired, so apparently they seem to work.
Everyone says they don't like them, but what's been interesting this year is we've seen a lot of candidates do the negative ads, and they've backfired on the candidates who have been going extremely negative. And a lot of voters are saying, too, that they're turned off. They might have been leaning towards some of these Democratic candidates, but the negativity is really turning them off. They're not talking about the economy and how they're going to address the economy. We had Alan Grayson down in Florida who just launched a horrendous ad against Dan Webster called Taliban Dan, and it seems to be backfiring against Grayson, and we're seeing the same across the country. I think now voters really are centered on the issue, and the number one issue is the economy.
Thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
David Johnson is CEO of Strategic Vision, one of the most respected polling firms in the country. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.